This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. How to stay motivated. The first thing you have to think about is, what does it mean to be motivated? Like, what does motivation look like for you? Some people say, you know what motivates me? Spending 10 hours a day with my 4-year-old daughter. Some people say, you know what motivates me? Being in the best shape of my life, spending 5 hours a day in the gym. You know what motivates me? Being on my boat. You know what motivates me? Building million, billion, trillion dollar companies. You gotta decide what motivates you. Before you can even think about staying motivated, you gotta be real about what motivates you. Not what motivates me, not what motivates Santa, not what motivates your dad, not what motivates your best friend or your wife or your husband or your dog. What motivates you? Because when you understand what motivates you, you can now work backwards to figure out, how can I do more of that? So the first thing is, get honest with yourself about what motivates you. Is it money? Is it free time? Is it sports? Is it dance? Is it music? Is it relationships? Is it, I don't know, there's a million things that motivate a million different people. That's why we have a system where people can make lots of money doing things that they love, because a lot of different things motivate a lot of different people. So what is it for you? Number one. Number two, surround yourself with people that tell you yes. Surround yourself with people, and this is like so cliche, you're the average of the 5 people that you spend most amount of time with, but that's a true, tried, tested thing. It's real, it happens. When I surround myself with good people, I get better. When I surround myself with bad people, bad things happen, or less good things happen. So surround yourself with people. Then, and this is actually a really important one, after you decided what motivates you and you surrounded yourself with good people, then you gotta decide one thing and one thing alone. How committed am I to doing that thing? And for me, the best way for me to stay committed and to stay accountable is to say it out loud. To find those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in my life that matter most to me and tell them, hey, I'm doing this thing now, right? So I've been able to do this through my whole life. I'm gonna play college football. Oh yeah? Show us. You're 175 pounds, you're not that fast, you're not that strong, show us. And then I go and I do it. Because I've said it out loud and now I have to do it. Because if I don't, then I don't feel good about myself. That provides motivation for me. If I say I want to get a couple of A's in my report card, that keeps me motivated. If I want to start a business, if I want to start a New York City office, if I want to learn Spanish, every single goal that I've ever had that is motivating to me has happened because I've told it to 5, 10, 15, 20 people. And the more and more and more I say it out loud, the more and more and more accountable that I hold myself to, because now it's out into the world. So it's one thing to say, oh, I'm so motivated, but it's living inside of you and no one really knows what you're doing. And then it's easy to sort of be like, It's another thing to tell people they hold you accountable. Now, the part of that that I want to stress is this: be real with that motivation. Right? Don't say, I want to build a $1 billion company because you think that sounds cool, because you're never going to do something you think sounds cool. It really all goes back to really staying true to what you actually want, and the motivation around the thing that you actually want, I can pretty much 100% guarantee you will always be there. Like, I don't wake up and say to myself, oh my God, today I have to go be with my team in my New York office. Like, that. I don't have a problem with motivation because I've surrounded myself with people that are doing things that I want to be doing, and I've put myself in a position to only do things that I want to be doing. And that might sound selfish to you, and that might, I don't care how it sounds to you, and you shouldn't care how it sounds to other people. What you should do is say, what do I want to do every day, and how can I do it? Then motivation follows. It's not like, oh, I'm going to wait till I get motivated to go do something. That's how everyone's thinking about motivation. It's actually the opposite. I am on the offense, so motivation is a byproduct of my life, not the opposite, where I'm on the defense, where motivation is what I need to live my life. Get it? That's an important distinction. I'm actually really glad we're doing this. That is it right there. Do what you want, do what you love, motivation follows. So many people are waiting for the motivation to do things. Because of the motivation, you'll lose. Do what you want, motivation follows. You know what else motivates me? The fact that you're watching this. Because now I'm motivated to do more. And you know what will motivate me even more? Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.